The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ryan Long of KICD Radio in Spencer and Rick Patriot of the Eldora Herald-Ledger. The first question will come from KICD's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan, and thank you for Rick for being on with us. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for taking a couple minutes here with us this afternoon, Senator.
Yeah.
I guess, top thing that's out there right now, apparently they want to audit you, is what I'm hearing out there. I guess I might ask, firestorm after what came out yesterday from Lois Lerner saying that they're looking at maybe possibly auditing you, sir.
I learned of the existence of the emails from Chairman Camp of the Ways and Means Committee. My wife and I readily agreed to give him permission to release the information. I can't talk about the organization that's involved. That was redacted in our email to protect the privacy of the organization. And I declined the invitation to the event when I received it. It's pretty alarming how quickly a clerical mix-up might lead to extra IRS scrutiny of any taxpayer, no matter who it is. This just fuels real concerns about political targeting by senior IRS officials, and there needs to be accountability, and not just for me. Rick, you want to jump in?
Senator, if you could kind of give a little feeling for what you're hearing from your constituents in regard to the situation in Iraq. And I guess mainly I'm speaking in terms of how much enthusiasm there is on the part of people back here in Iowa to get heavily involved there again.
I guess as I was leaving church in Cedar Falls Sunday morning, the guy directing traffic out of the church parking lot says, "Don't get us involved there anymore." I think that speaks to the vast majority of Iowans, not so much just because of that situation as you're hearing it unfold on television, but it's 10 or 12 years of being war-weary, I guess is a good way to say it. And I don't know whether what they're telling me extends to the 300 people that are involved as special ops people or as intelligence people. You don't even know what good that'll do. Hopefully the president knows it'll do some good or he wouldn't be doing it. I suppose any American citizen would see the legitimacy of some additional Marines at our embassy there, because the embassy of any country in another land is the soil of that country, and under international law, it shouldn't be compromised. But if the local governments can't protect it, we obviously would assume the responsibility of protecting Americans. But war weariness is the best way to answer your question. Ryan.
Oh, former chief of staff of yours, David Young, recently got the nod in the 3rd District here running for Congress. I might ask if you feel he's up for the task, if you can share any thoughts on that, sir.
Well, of the 5 Republican candidates and of the Democratic candidate, and this isn't disparaging any of their abilities, but without a doubt, with his experience on Capitol Hill, 7 years as my chief of staff, about the same years as the chief of staff of another senator, and then some other times on other staff, he's ready to go to work at day one when he comes out here. So I think people ought to take into consideration that there's no learning that needs to be done to be a good congressman, and he will be a good congressman. Rick?
One other thing that, I don't hear a lot of politics, but what I have heard in addition to the questions in regard to Iraq is there seems to be a lot of reaction to the ongoing business with the Veterans Administration Hospital. Are you hearing a lot in regard to that? And if so, what are the constituents saying?
Well, I'm hearing a lot about it, but not so much about where Iowans get their care in Iowa City, Des Moines, Omaha, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's very high on the agenda here. There's bills that have passed in different forms in the House and Senate, and it's only a partial solution to the problem, and I don't think we'll get to a bigger solution to the problem until we get all the investigation done. But legislation now in conference between the House and Senate will probably be within the next week or two, attacking the immediate problems, maybe several ways, but let me list two. One would be to allow veterans that are on a long list of waiting to go to non-VA facilities. And the second one would be, and you saw this yesterday, some people were forced to resign. When there's incompetence, it's very difficult to fire somebody in the federal government. This law shortens that process. Ryan?
Just out of our sports department, I was wondering if you had a take on the Washington Redskins. Should they drop the name, or do you have any feelings on that, sir?
I think it's a private market, free enterprise sort of thing, what people want to call their teams. And, if it benefits them, it benefits them. If there's a downside to their use of this name, they're going to pay the price in the marketplace. But basically, it's not a federal matter. Rick?
Maybe it's too soon, but I just wondered, has there been much feedback on the new farm legislation? Perhaps there hasn't even been enough implemented yet. Well,
they're going through a process of getting it implemented, and we're told it's going to be fully implemented by fall, and it needs to be done by fall because that's when farmers start making their decisions. We've had one problem that I can tell you about that we have written to the Secretary of Agriculture. He's responded very positively, and that who qualifies for the haying and grazing and drought issues that go back to 2011 and 2012, that there's a program in this bill, in this new law, to help them. And there were a lot of unanswered questions. Cattlemen going to different county offices, getting different opinions or not getting answers at all. We asked the Secretary of Agriculture to clear that up, and I think it's been cleared up. Next person, Ryan?
I actually have nothing else at the moment, Senator.
Okay, Rick, maybe I can answer one more question for you, Rick.
Well, I guess the only other thing I was going to ask is there's a lot of talk, and I read in one of your memos here recently that you were, in regard to political campaign financing, you kind of spoke out in favor of more transparency to the system as opposed to limitations on giving.
Yeah, that statement was made in regard to a proposed constitutional amendment that would amend the Bill of Rights that would curb some political speech. And you want to remember the Bill of Rights, particularly the First Amendment, is very much to encourage political speech, a political debate, a difference of opinion to be expressed, giving opportunities for people to influence government or influence candidates or find out or to say who they're for and who they're against. And I think it's definitely a very slippery slope to amend the Bill of Rights for the first time in 225-year history of our country. And I'm going to be fighting that. And it's on the agenda for two Thursdays from now when it'll come up in the Judiciary Committee. And I'm sure it's going to come out on a party line vote. And it really surprises me that Democrats, who pride themselves in being progressive would want to limit free speech. We ought to be working in every way we can to expand political speech, to strengthen our democracy. Thank you, Ryan and Rick, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.